This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It's a blessing, you know, just to be able to serve people. And, you know, it's not as if I'm like crafting these songs and saying, ooh, this will hit them. It's really out of my own life experiences, my own time with the Lord, that a lot of this stuff is birthed out of. And so it's just encouraging to know that what I'm experiencing is affecting other people as well. And it's just a testament to how good he is and how he just uses people that way.
Your name's on the poster as a headlining act. A lot of people excited to see you perform live. We're big fans of your music, and I know a lot of people in New Zealand really are fans of Lecrae. Wow. But is that hard though? Is it hard to stay humble when you want to do this for more than just what your average hip hop artist might be doing, where it's all about them, or it's all about kind of glory and what this world can offer? Is it honestly hard? Is it something you struggle with, to stay humble when your name's on the poster and you headline act and you go around the world and people know who you are?
Yeah, you know what, man, I'm very grateful to have some firm foundations set for me in my walk. So I didn't just get here yesterday. And so over the course of years, like, God has given me some firm foundations, put great people around me to keep me accountable. And so I have a lot of things that are set up in order to help me to see clearly. And mostly, man, God is good and he's loving and he's gracious, but I'm scared of him. You know what I mean? So I'm fearful to be arrogant and to feel as if I deserve any of this, because he chastises those whom he loves. And I don't want to face that.
I've heard you describe yourself as an indigenous missionary. What exactly do you mean by that?
Really just, you know, a product of the culture. And so I think, you know, if you really start narrowing it down, like, obviously, you know, I'm a product of urban culture and hip-hop culture, but then a product of pop culture as well, you know, just being a child that was raised on pop culture. So you know, there's a contingent or group of people that really don't understand, you know, just kind of where I'm coming from and what I'm talking about. But then there's people, you know, like some of the young people that'll be in the audience tonight, where it's hitting them right where they understand and what, you know, the terms that they need to hear. And so that's really my aim, is just, you know, I'm